What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 989. In this episode, I'll discuss delayed QTC prolongation in overdose patients. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode989. Patients who present to the ED with acute drug overdose and a QTC above 500 milliseconds are known to have an increased risk of adverse cardiac event and are therefore proactively monitored for this development. However, some patients with drug overdose and an initial QTC below 500 milliseconds will go on to have delayed prolongation of the QTC above 500 milliseconds over hours or days from initial presentation. These patients are also at risk of adverse cardiac events. However, due to the delayed presentation, they may not be monitored as closely, leading to a further delay in recognition and treatment of the problem. While long-acting cardiotoxic medications like citalopram and methadone are reported to be associated with delayed prolongation of the QTC, a group of authors performed a secondary analysis of a prospective cohort of ED toxicological patients in an attempt to identify risk factors for patients who initially have a normal QTC but later develop a prolonged QTC and risk of adverse cardiac event. Over 1,500 adult ED patients with acute drug overdose and initial QTC below 500 milliseconds were analyzed. The group that had delayed QTC prolongation did indeed have a higher risk of adverse cardiac event, and this risk remains statistically significant after adjustment for age, sex, race, ethnicity, number of exposures, serum potassium, and opioid exposure. The authors also identified two risk factors that were associated with delayed QTC prolongation: age over 45 years, and multi-drug overdose with three or more co-ingestants. The mean time to delayed QTC prolongation was about 40 hours. This information can be used by ED clinicians to identify a cohort of patients that is at risk for delayed QTC prolongation and subsequent adverse cardiac events. Members of my Hospital Pharmacy Academy have access to a video-based training on toxidromes and general overdose management, plus hundreds of other resources to help in your practice. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.